BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Germany has said there's still a chance for an EU deal with Ukraine. European leaders are in Lithuania for a summit meant to be the culmination of efforts by Brussels to reach out to former Soviet states on the eastern fringes of Europe. But Ukraine has cancelled plans to sign a partnership agreement, citing pressure from Moscow. Chris Morris reports from Vilnius.
Arriving at this summit, the German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the door is still open for Ukraine. But EU officials are also warning that it's putting its own economic future at risk if it rejects a trade and cooperation deal with the EU in favour of closer ties to Russia. There are serious negotiations still going on behind the scenes, and some diplomats say they don't rule out the possibility of Ukraine changing course yet again. Others are far more cautious, but the fact that the Ukrainian president, Viktor Yanukovych, is still coming to the summit in Vilnius suggests that he's keeping his options open.
China says it's deployed combat planes in its newly declared air defense zone in the East China Sea. Japan and South Korea have both flown military aircraft through the area. The details from Michael Bristow.
An Air Force colonel said China deployed several fighter jets and an early warning aircraft. These flights, he said, were routine, purely defensive and in line with international practices. But he said China would deal with any threat. What those might be, the colonel didn't say. But the United States, Japan and South Korea have all sent military aircraft through the zone in the last few days, without notifying the Chinese, as Beijing now requires them to do. The fear is that these shows of force could lead to an unplanned military incident.
The Afghan president, Hamid Karzai, has said that US forces have bombed a house in Helmand province, killing a small child and wounding two women. His spokesman condemned the alleged attack. David Bamford reports.
The strike, if confirmed, comes at a highly sensitive time in America's relationship with Afghanistan. According to President Karzai's spokesman, Aimal Faizi, a house had been struck during a US military attack, killing a small child. He said it showed that US forces had no respect for the decisions of the Afghan council, the lawyer Jirga, or for the life of Afghan civilians. The reported attack comes just as the US is at loggerheads with President Karzai following the lawyer Jirga meeting over whether an agreement will be signed enabling US troops to remain in the country beyond next year.
There's been an earthquake in Iran close to a nuclear power plant. The state news agency said at least seven people had been killed. The quake had a magnitude of 5.6. Its epicenter was 60 kilometres from the nuclear facility at Bushehr. There are no details so far of damage. World News from the BBC. The United Nations has started distributing fuel in the Gaza Strip to power Palestinian emergency services, including hospitals and sewage treatment plants. Turkey has provided the funds to enable the UN to buy fuel for the next couple of months. Earlier this week, a senior UN official, Richard Falk, warned that power shortages were threatening people's lives in the territory. A man from Mali who escaped from prison in neighbouring Niger, where he was serving a sentence for killing four Saudi tourists, has been recaptured. Al-Hassan Wilt Mohammed, known as Shebani, has also been accused of killing an American diplomat, William Baltimore, in Niger 13 years ago. French soldiers arrested him in northern Mali on Tuesday. He was among 22 prisoners who escaped from jail in June during an attack by suspected Islamist militants. Four Libyan soldiers have been killed in clashes between security forces and the extremist militant group Ansar al-Sharia in the fourth day of fighting in the eastern city of Benghazi. The army arrested four people when weapons and money were found in their vehicle. This is the third day of a general strike in protest against the militants. A gigantic communal toilet for prehistoric animals has been unearthed in Argentina. The piles of dung preserved in volcanic ash, as in Pompeii, give clues to prehistoric diet, disease and vegetation. Here's James Morgan.
Some were sausage-like, others pristine ovals. Their colours ranged from whitish-grey to dark brown-violet. The fossilised droppings of a herd of Dinodontosauruses were heaped together in a massive communal loo, created 240 million years ago. The world's oldest public toilet is evidence that ancient reptiles shared social bathroom etiquette, like modern elephants and antelopes. Scientists think these dung piles help herbivores to warn off predators and avoid the spread of parasites.
BBC News.